Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a lit yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Monday Motivation. Today's topic is called taking stock of your non-negotiables. Taking stock is like really making small investments like you would with money. You make small investments, and over time, there is a compound interest in that investment. And the investment that you're making is in yourself, for yourself, by creating these non-negotiables. We are still living in a very unprecedented time where quite a few things are not in our control. And we do need to take stock of what we can control and make the really important items non-negotiable. So non-negotiable, the definition, is not open to discussion or reconsiderations. And these are important to have for our daily life. Kind of standards that we set for ourselves that are our own affirmation, where we say, I'm doing this thing that's beneficial for me no matter what, because of how it's going to impact my life. And I think a lot of people already practice some non-negotiables, but there's many people who don't have these solidified. And some of it might be that they're conditioned to put everybody else first and think of themselves last, that they want to be really great at their job and will do that sometimes at the detriment of their own health. So having non-negotiables really helps you be clearer about what's going to matter long-term, though, that taking stock of what is important today and having these non-negotiable habits that will long-term really serve you, as well as the short term. Every single day, you're going to feel better if you have some of these non-negotiables. The best way to establish non-negotiables and so that they're the most beneficial for you is to really tap into your own values, the things that really matter to you, and create good habits. These principles that will be so hardwired that you're not going to just, you know, skip out on them. You're making promises to yourself. And in that non-negotiable way, not open to discussion or reconsideration, they aren't going to be bypassed. And these things are, these non-negotiables are things you want to do every day. Simple practices that will make you feel your best. We know things get in the way. We know sometimes we're fatigued. Our energy might be shot. We might be feeling really low right now because of, again, there's so many things that are not in our control. But be clear that the things that are in control are those non-negotiables. You can do a lot of things. I asked my husband, I said, honey, what's a non-negotiable for you? And I knew that he would say something funny, which of course he did. But then I said, okay, for real, what's a non-negotiable? Of course, intimacy is a non-negotiable. I think that's important. And he said, sleep and exercise. And that came up for him immediately. He's really, really very, very disciplined about exercise, just like I am. And so it's just part of our day. It's not something we might neglect on some days, doesn't fit in. It's something that has to fit in because, again, it's not open to discussion or reconsideration. It doesn't mean we don't go a day without exercise, but our habit is such that most days we are exercising. So thinking about what these non-negotiables are, think to yourself, do you have any that are already really hardwired, that are already habits that you've formed? And if not, or if you have some, I'm going to give you some ideas of where you can consider creating some non-negotiables. So I think one is really important for every single day, which is food. And you can say, I like to say food/fuel because we can use food for so many reasons. We can use it for emotional, we can use it for relieving stress, which is a type of emotional. But if we use it more often as a source of fuel, we're going to feel better because then we're going to make choices that are fueling us to have the most energy, to digest the best, and to really use food for what it's primarily there for, which is to fuel us, the nutrition and the food that we need. So how are you fueling yourself? What needs to be on your plate? I think those are questions to ask yourself. And when I work with people about food choices, I usually focus on the things I want you to put on your plate versus taking off of your plate. Because sometimes when we talk about things not being on your plate, that can create its own barrier. But if you think of like the non-negotiables that needs to be on your plate every single day, what would they be? So for me, for the most part, this isn't every day, but almost every single day, as much as possible, I have greens. I have fresh, as fresh as possible, greens. In summer months and in lighter months, I've been growing my own greens, which has been amazing, using my veggie pod. And there's nothing better than like walking out and, you know, cutting your own greens, super fresh. But I also have greens in my house that I buy at the grocery store or the farmer's market. Because I know from my experience that when I eat greens every single day in some form, whether it's at one meal or at multiple meals, I feel lighter, I feel brighter, I have more energy. I digest them well, I love them, and it just makes me feel good. So think about what something like that, that really makes you feel good, that really gives you energy, that really meets your nutritional needs and your bioenergetic needs, like for moving and grooving as much as you can. Think about eating a really heavy meal and how you just want to sit on the couch after that, maybe even fall asleep. It's really taken a lot out of you just to eat something so heavy and dense and maybe not nutritionally sound. Or it could be nutritionally sound, but just full of fat and too much of something. You know, it's not a well-balanced meal. So make a choice, make a non-negotiable about food. It could be something like, you know, I'm going to cook 1 to 2 homemade meals per week. And for some people, that would be a lot. For other people, they're doing it already 5 times a week. But we know when we make our own food, for the most part, we have control over it. We have control of what we put in there, what we don't put in there. And so maybe your non-negotiable could be choosing something like a salad, like I do, and then also saying, I'm going to make 1 to 2 homemade meals per week. And see if that helps in your eating habits. It helps you in your fueling habits, thinking more about what you want to put in your body versus what you don't want to put in. And in terms of thinking about what you don't want to put in, I think it can be valuable to think what you don't want to put in because then you don't want to purchase that. I often have worked with people who struggle with late night snacking. They're like, I'm so good all day. I'm eating well. But then I kind of lose it at night. And there's nothing wrong with that. We don't want to be punitive. But what is the reason that's happening? A lot of it is that those snacks are there. So if the snacks are not there, you're probably not going to snack. You know, you're not going to have those chips or the whatever it is that is the late night snack. So some of it might be that you don't, there are things that you don't want to eat, don't purchase. A lot of moms purchase things for their kids that they don't really want to eat themselves. But if they're in the cabinet, if they're in the pantry, then you might eat them. And so if you're not going to eat it for yourself, then what maybe think about why would you feed it for your kids? Sometimes we just think our kids just need a lot of these fun snacks and when in fact they really don't. You know, so maybe have a few fun snacks, but if you're finding that you're eating them a lot, choose not to buy them. All right, the next element of a non-negotiable would be like what my husband said, sleep. This is a big one. You can have non-negotiables about sleeping. It's not going to, this is not 100% of the time, but if we do it a majority of the time, we're instilling really good practices and really good self-care. And that's really what this is non-negotiable about. It's like, what can we, again, what can we control that is going to benefit us short-term and long-term? And getting enough sleep is a big one. There's so much literature and blogs and all that about sleep. So I'm not going to go all into that now, but think about your best sleep. Where is it happening? What's the environment in your bedroom? Usually we want a dark bedroom. We don't want it too hot. We want to go to sleep, not doing something on a screen because there's a lot of kind of interactions that the certain waves can have. Even if you have blue blockers, you're looking at a screen. So even if you can, you know, decide that you're not going to look at a screen 15 minutes before you go to bed. Notice if that'll help. 30 minutes, an hour, that all those things will help. And then pick also like, what are you doing in bed? You know, think about like mostly sleeping in bed, not doing a lot of other things in bed. So that the bed is a place that you identify with rest. Of course, we want to have the most optimal number of hours of sleep. If you've raised a child, and if you haven't raised a child, just imagine this. We spend a lot of time on figuring out the best sleep patterns. And there's a lot of literature on this and there's different thoughts on this, you know, and so, you know, moms are going to adapt what works for them, but we all really focus a lot on sleep and we would do everything to work our lives around our kids' schedule for sleep because we knew if they slept well, life was well. And we would do that for our kids, but we don't do it for ourselves. So can we think more about how we're going to commit to better sleeping habits for ourselves? Because we benefit just like our children benefit from getting enough sleep. So sleep is a big non-negotiable. And, you know, maybe we're not having our regular life right now where we would be going out or staying up as late. But in some ways that can be harder because the day is blended. And there aren't these kind of markers of like, now it's, you know, end of the workday. I come home, I'm doing this at home, I go out for this, or there's a lot more time we're spending in one environment. So it becomes even more important that we have these markers for sleep. When the day is ending, when we're getting ready for bed, having a wind down, just like our kids would have a wind down. Have a wind down for yourself if you are suffering from not getting enough sleep, but try and have a non-negotiable for your sleep as well. How about for movement? Of course, you know, I'm going to talk about the importance of having movement as a non-negotiable. Movement/exercise, whatever form gives you pleasure, whether it's, you know, riding your Peloton, walking outside, running, practicing yoga, commit to this happening daily. We are living in a body that needs to move and it needs to move daily. And this needs to become a non-negotiable if it isn't already for you. I know probably a lot of you listening, this already is one. But that means that, remember, non-negotiable means that no matter what comes up, this part, this element of your life, you're not going to forsake. So you carve it into your day no matter what. Now, we all know what time of day works best for our movement or exercise. So put yourself at an advantage and do that movement practice at the time of day that works best for you. When you have the most amount of energy, when you have the least amount of things pulling at you that would try and, you know, break this non-negotiable. So move and move often and move daily. Another element of non-negotiables that you can consider, rest/relax. Are you giving yourself some time for rest? Now, some of us might be sitting around a lot more and we're actually just very dormant. But is that rest? That's not really rest. That's just being stagnant. Rest is different. Rest is lying on the couch and reading a little bit, or closing your eyes and taking deep breaths, or meditating, whatever your form of rest might be, relaxing, maybe playing a game with your family or playing a game with a neighbor or a friend, if you're able to do that. Those can be forms of rest and relaxation. That doesn't just mean you're stagnant. How are you trying to create this as a non-negotiable? Think about ways that you can do that. Have ideas in your head. And they can vary. It's not like every day you have to like sit on the couch and read. It could be that you want to take a nice warm bath, but carve out some of the day as a non-negotiable for intentional rest and relaxation. Another great element for non-negotiable behavior is nature, getting out in nature each and every day. For me, I'm lucky because I have nature right near me. And so getting out in nature is a non-negotiable. And I know on the days that I kind of let it slide because it's colder outside, it's not as inviting to go out, I don't feel as lit up as when I get that time in nature. It really fuels me in a different way than movement or food or sleep. It's part of the whole beautiful cornucopia of non-negotiables that I really try and implement. So think about ways that you can get into nature at least several times a week, if not daily. And then there's other kind of the other topics like health, general health, non-negotiables that might not be necessarily every day. Like, are you getting your wellness checkup? And then there's daily ones like flossing. How important is that? I know people who rarely floss. Well, these should be non-negotiables. You brush your teeth. You floss. So good for your dental hygiene. I know until a dentist took me aside and really explained to me why we floss, I didn't really understand the benefit. I was like, oh, it's just kind of removing food particles. And she said, no, you're breaking up bacteria being laid down that forms plaque and has like a real disastrous effect on the gums, but also, you could be, some of that can be getting in your bloodstream and it's just part of your internal hygiene that's so important. And once she explained it that way, I was like, I'm in it. And I've been flossing every day and it feels weird when I don't. Other forms of self-care could be just having fun. You know, fun can be in any, you just fill in the blank. What is fun for you? Is dancing around the house fun? Is taking a bath fun? Is journaling fun? But be creative. Being creative is part of being fun. And it sometimes feels a little strange or wonky to, quote, plan creativity. But once it becomes part of your habits, the creative practice will occur more naturally. The wanting to have some fun or infusing it in your daily life will occur more naturally. So have that as one of the elements of non-negotiables that you try and implement in your daily life. These are all here for us just to come back to over and over again, take stock of, like, what are we doing now for today and for our future? Taking care of ourselves, making sure we're getting enough sleep, moving, making sure we're eating well, fueling ourselves, drinking enough water, resting, relaxing in the ways that really restore us, getting out in nature, and then taking care of our health and wellness in other ways in the form of self-care of any of those things I said, having fun, bathing, calling a friend. Really commit to these non-negotiables because you're committing to yourself. And by committing to yourself, you're committing to being the best version of yourself. And I want that for you. I want it for me. I want it for all of us. Now more than ever, when again, we have fewer things that are in our control. So I hope this podcast today gave you some ideas of how you can implement non-negotiables in your life. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, I really hope that you'll share it with friends. Please subscribe, rate, and review. And if you take a screenshot of your review and send it to support@lityoga.com, we will send you a link for a free class so you can make sure you're moving each and every day. Thank you as always for listening, and I am pulling for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.